Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 22nd on the West Coast, now March the 23rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on BlogTalkRadio.com. I want to open up tonight's show with a short statement, and then I'm going to play something that occurred at the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. this past weekend before the vote on the draconian health care bill. For the past really 4 years, I've been exposing massive corruption in government, embezzlement of trillions of dollars. And when I first brought the story out with a few talk show hosts on various internet broadcasting networks, I was told that it sounded like a fairy tale. And they banty about the figure trillions as if it's M&M candies and or Pez candy, if you want to use that term. Now, the corruption on an international level has been met with frozen bank accounts. And as I pointed out prior to the vote on this, in fact, the past several months, I've been saying that this health bill is designed to do nothing more than take good money and put it where the bad money sits, or the hypothecated money, and basically continue the carousel of corruption that has really just about destroyed the whole world's economy. Forget about just the United States. But that said, it's quite evident, on the heels of an attempt to steal $6.2 trillion from Michael C. Cottrell's Pennsylvania investments just a week or so ago. This occurred maybe 2 weeks ago now, March 8th and 9th, where someone in the government, with the aid of the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, entered the name of Salvatore De Francesco, a mafia figure from New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, you name it. He shows up in Hawaii and all over the country as the Secretary of Pennsylvania Investments, unbeknownst to the sole officer of that corporation, Michael C. Cottrell, who was the president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary of that corporation. And just short of having the money transferred out of the New York Bank of Mellon, where $6.2 trillion given to his corporation to kickstart the American economy was nearly stolen, probably through the Bank of England is where it would have occurred. And it was caught, and it was stopped, and he's filed a grievance. And, of course, the excuse was that there was a mix-up of four digits, the last four digits of his Social Security number. And it so happened that this mob figure had a Social Security number that was like Mr. Cottrell's, except for the last four digits, which were scrambled a bit. Hardly the case. This is the type of corruption that's going on. Now, I'm going to play a speech that John Boehner, representative from my state, Ohio, and I don't play this because he's from Ohio, merely because he made the speech. Probably too little, too late, but nevertheless, take to heart what Mr. Boehner had to say.
Party leader, the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Boehner.
Gentlemen's recognized, and the House will be in order. Gentlemen may proceed.
Mr. Speaker and my colleagues, I rise tonight with a sad and heavy heart. Today we should be standing together, reflecting on a year of bipartisanship, and working to answer our country's call and their challenge to address the rising cost of health insurance in our country. Today, this body, this institution, enshrined in the first article of the Constitution by our founding fathers as a sign of the importance they placed on this House, should be looking with pride on this legislation and our work. But it is not so. No, today we're standing here looking at a health care bill that no one in this body believes is satisfactory. Today we stand here amidst the wreckage of what was once the respect and honor that this House was held in by our fellow citizens. And we all know why it is so. We have failed to listen to America. And we have failed to reflect the will of our constituents. And when we fail to reflect that will, we fail ourselves and we fail our country. Look at this bill. Ask yourself, do you really believe that if you like the health plan that you have, that you can keep it? No, you can't. In this economy, with this unemployment, with our desperate needs for jobs and economic growth, is this really the time to raise taxes, to create bureaucracies, and burden every job creator in our land? The answer is no. Can you go home and tell your senior citizens that these cuts in Medicare will not limit their access to doctors or further weaken the program instead of strengthening it? No, you cannot. Can you go home and tell your constituents with confidence that this bill respects the sanctity of all human life and that it won't allow for taxpayer funding of abortions for the first time in 30 years? No, you cannot. And look at how this bill was written. Can you say it was done openly?
Yes.
With transparency and accountability?
Yes.
Without backroom deals and struck behind closed doors? Hidden from the people? Hell no, you can't! Have you read the bill?
Yes.
Have you read the reconciliation bill?
Yes.
Have you read the manager's amendment?
Yes.
Hell no, you haven't!
Order, Mr. Speaker.
Regular order.
Both sides would do well to remember the dignity of the House.
Mr. Speaker, in a few minutes, we'll cast some of the most consequential votes that any of us will ever cast in this chamber. The decision we make will affect every man, woman, and child in this nation for generations to come. If we're going to vote to defy the will of the American people, then we ought to have the courage to stand before them and announce our votes one at a time. I sent a letter to the Speaker this week asking that the call of the roll be ordered for this vote. And Madam Speaker, I ask you, will you, in the interest of this institution, grant my request? Will you, Mr. Speaker, grant my request that we have a call of the roll? Mr. Speaker.
Is that a rhetorical question or
will you grant my request that we have a call of the roll?
Under Clause 2A of Rule 20, a record vote is conducted by electronic device unless the Speaker directs otherwise.
And you, Mr. Speaker, will you grant that request?
The Chair will decide at the time the request is made. This is not it.
My colleagues, this is the People's House. When we came here, we each swore an oath to uphold and abide by the constitutions as representatives of the people. But the process here is broken. The institution is broken. And as a result, this bill is not what the American people need, nor what our constituents want. Americans are out there making sacrifices and struggling to build a better future for their kids. And over the last year, as the damn the torpedoes outline of this legislation became more clear, millions of Americans lifted their voices, and many for the first time, asking us to slow down, not to try to cram through more than this system could handle, not to spend money that we didn't have. In this time of recession, they want us to focus on jobs, not more spending, not more government, and certainly not more taxes. But what they see today frightens them. They're frightened because they don't know what comes next. They're disgusted because what they see is one political party closing out another from what should be a national solution. And they're angry. They're angry that no matter how they engage in this debate, this body moves forward against their will. Shame on us. Shame on this body. Shame on each and every one of you who substitutes your will and your desires above those of your fellow countrymen. Around this chamber, looking upon us, are the lawgivers. From Moses, to Gaius, to Blackstone, to Thomas Jefferson. By our actions today, we disgrace their values. We break the ties of history in this chamber, and we break our trust with America. When I handed the Speaker the gavel in 2007, I said this: this is the people's house. And the moment a majority forgets it, it starts writing itself to a ticket to minority status. If we pass this bill, there will be no turning back. It will be the last straw for the American people. And in a democracy, you can only ignore the will of the people for so long and get away with it. And if we defy the will of our fellow citizens and pass this bill, we're going to be held to account by those who have placed us in their trust. We will have shattered those bonds of trust. I beg you, I beg each and every one of you on both sides of the aisle, do not further strike at the heart of this country and this institution with arrogance. For surely you will not strike with impunity. I ask each of you to vow to never let this happen again. This process, this defiance of our citizens, it's not too late to begin to restore the bonds of trust with our nation and return comity to this institution. And so join me. Join me in voting against this bill so that we can come together, together anew, addressing the challenge of health care in a manner that brings credit to this body and brings credit to the ideals of this nation. And most importantly, that reflects the will of the American people. And I yield back.
And that was Republican Representative John Boehner from the state of Ohio. before Congress, I found replacement for Nazi Pelosi, or Nazi P. loosely, as some call her, rather sarcastic, snide, and disrespectful of Mr. Boehner's request to have congressmen one by one identify themselves on camera by name so the whole world could see who voted for this draconian legislation. Now, it's not a done deal yet. It's got to go before the Senate, and the people will speak. And I have to say, in my opinion, I am totally disgusted with the concept of political parties. It's time Americans stand together as a people and stop kowtowing to these corrupt racketeers, these criminals who are doing nothing but money laundering and stealing from the American people. I want to thank tonight's guest for allowing me to play that and sitting by the sidelines here. It's about time to bring him on board. He is a talk show in his own right. He hosts a show called The Story Behind the Story, Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network. And he's a regular Monday night guest here on Evident Footprints. He's a naturopathic doctor, a researcher, an author, and an American through and through. And he's a personal friend of mine. Hopefully he's beginning to become your friend, our good friend, Dr. A. Truott. Dr. Ott, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Don, and thank you for playing that. I caught just glimpses of or portions of that, actually, on Fox News this morning. I couldn't believe that they actually went and passed that in. I mean, it's the march that was held last week, the millions and millions of phone calls into Congress were just ignored, the backroom deals. As I said today on my radio show, here we have Dennis Kucinich, who led the charge as the Democrat to stop this, right? And took a lot of money, took millions of dollars in funds on the basis that he would work his tail off to stop this from happening, and yet he turns tail and votes for it. Absolutely a scumbag, as far as I'm concerned. The man needs to be tarred and feathered, Don. He said, well, I'll just return the money to people. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is standing for something and having a backbone. And, of course, he just turned tail and ran. And I said on my show, why, what happened to get him to do such a thing? What was used against him, what blackmail? It just beggars the imagination. But Don, the real story behind the story of this thing is who's going to enforce the provisions of this Obamacare behemoth, okay?
Yes, this is draconian, if I can interrupt you. Regarding Kucinich, he was interviewed on WTAM 1100 on Friday afternoon on the Mike Trivisano show.
Mm-hmm.
And Trivisano and he have been pretty much friendly. That radio station actually let Kucinich even sub for Trivisano when he was on vacation. And he did an okay job for a congressman on mainstream AM radio. However, I have to say that his excuse was that he had talked to Barack Obama and he had talked to his wife. And after talking to them, he decided that it was in the best interest of the country to vote. And his reason for voting for this was so that he would not be blamed for it going down. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous in your life?
That's my point. The man is an absolute mealy-mouthed, mush mouth. He needs to be removed. I mean, he's worse than Nazi Pelosi.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy what goes on in there. And to have a fundraising campaign when he would do what he could to, he promised to submarine it and be the main voice to move the Democrats away from supporting it. The man is absolutely a weasel. I mean, that's there's nothing worse than being a traitor, Don, and that's what he is.
Yes. Now, it's a coincidence, possibly. He is from the state of Ohio. I have to say, I didn't vote for the man. He's not in my district. However, Mike Trevisano hit the nail on the head when he said, "You're now wearing a skirt." He said, "I used to think you were a man's man." Of course, that's never been my view of Kucinich, but nonetheless, he said, "You're now wearing the skirt." And I add that he's probably out partying with Barney Frank right now as we speak.
Probably. It just disgusts me completely what's gone on. And, you know, your congressman and his speech was right on the money. Need about 250 more of them. Maybe things can happen. But I get back to the story behind the story, Don, and sure. the report given to the House Ways and Means Committee is stunning, okay? I just received this 9-page report. This was prepared to the Committee on the Ways and Means, prepared for the ranking member Dave Camp, Republican from Michigan, and Charles Bustani from Louisiana. Here's what they came up with, and this is stunning. March 18, 2010, executive summary. Let me just get to the main highlights. Guess who will be given the authority to administer the provisions of this act? The privately held Internal Revenue Service, ladies and gentlemen, the IRS agents, will be administering this health care plan, the Obamacare. They will be hiring, if this is passed, they'll immediately be hiring 16,500 additional auditors, special enforcement agents, to investigate and collect billions of new taxes from Americans. Because, see, this is what this is another tax, ladies and gentlemen. That's the story behind the story here. The IRS agents will be hired and trained to administer this plan, will be the ones to subjectively verify if you have acceptable health care coverage under the provisions of the plan. Now, the IRS alone then would have the authority to fine you up either $2,250 immediately or 2% of your income, whichever is greater, if you just fail to prove to them that you have purchased what they call, quote, minimum essential coverage. The IRS can then confiscate your tax refund, whatever that may be, can increase the audits to verify that your funds are what. It just gives them much, much more teeth. And get this, IRS, again, the Internal Revenue Service, is like the Federal Reserve, Don and ladies and gentlemen. It is a privately held corporation. It's nothing to do with the government, and people don't realize that. It is a corporation for profit, and I have a list of the stockholders. I have a list of when it was incorporated, the dates, and who did it, and why. The IRS will receive immediately $10 billion to administer this new health care plan. $10 billion to a private corporation, the Internal Revenue Service.
And where does that money come from?
Oh, man. 16,500 new jobs. I mean, I guess that's stimulus packets at work. Now, get this. These mandated new taxes that will be paid, the estimate given to the House Ways and Means Committee, will be paid by Americans that are just over the poverty level. Because those are the ones that can't afford the health care insurance right now. Don, you hit the nail on the head. This is another way to pick the pockets of Americans and lose ground even more in this recovery. This is why Americans don't want it. This is why it's so unpopular. But again, like I said on my show today, Don, the language of all of this, okay, you know, if you can't get your acceptable coverage and you get this new penalties, then the government will give you their coverage, and you will be required by the provisions of the Act to be mapped and charted with the new information technology going online, the IT systems, which again ties into the National Security Agency's new database being built and to be online in 2012. That's the link. And, you know, I had a caller from your great state, Al, she called herself, but it wasn't her real name. She called in and was very articulate. She's emailed me, Dawn, and she's a retired healthcare administrator and at your state level. And she says, I've been watching here in Ohio, the information technology databases have been put online for the last 3 years waiting for this legislation to pass. Again, it's the cart is well before the horse. This has all been planned. And she says, I'm listening to you talk about the NSA data center, and now I understand why this was done. You see, this is why it has to be on their top agenda of the long-legged Mac Daddy to do it now. Because it has to be passed to get the rule of law to enable and empower the NSA's center to put all of the information technology to work. It's not about health care, Don. It's about more taxes, about ruining the economy, whatever recovery we could possibly get. It's going to be all taken back, and it's going to, again, put the average American under complete surveillance of the most private information possible. That's the medical history, medical records, a person's DNA, microchips and vaccines, not only in adults now with the influenza vaccine, but the childhood vaccines now will have these Mu chips, Hitachi Mu chips, that will be programmed to pass the blood-brain barrier and lodge in specific neuron areas of the brain. It's worse than Orwell's 1984, Don.
Yes.
This is where we're heading, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you one thing. Personally, I'm not going to submit to the fear that they're trying to create. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are living in fear day in and day out because they're in the matrix. They're inside the box trying to get out, and they don't realize that they're their own worst enemy because they've allowed themselves to be suckered into idol worship and nonstop television programs, movies, entertainment, everything to take their mind off of what's happening. And now this is going to hit home with a lot of people. This is extortion. I said this on Drew Rain's show today with Greg Evenson. It's extortion. And the threat of imprisoning people under this draconian law is blackmail. This is just another extension of the same racketeering and conspiracy, not theory, actual conspiracy that I've been reporting for the past 4 years. I've been writing about it for over 3 years now, and I've been talking about it on my own show for nearly 3 years. And it's not changed one iota, except it's gotten darker and lower in vibration. And I submit that they are the ones that are fearful.
Well, look what else happened over the weekend, Don. Here in our home state of Utah, I'm sure it happened all across this country, we had these protest marches by the illegal immigrant Hispanics, right?
Yes.
And what was their focus on? Well, we need to have immigration reform, they're saying. In other words, give us rights. Give us more rights. So this is, again, the timing. the timing of all this. The marches happened Saturday. This bill was, this draconian measure was passed on Sunday. And here's the key thing. The illegal immigrants will be getting the benefits of this system. That's in the bill that passed. But guess what? It prohibits the IRS from imposing any taxes or criminal penalties on the illegal immigrants. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, it's one group of illegal immigrants taking care of another, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, I'm speechless, really, to when you understand the ramifications of this. Again, America, I said it this morning, to me it's Black Monday. Should be wearing armbands of black.
Yes, I was going to call yesterday Black Sunday, speaking of Sunday, of course. Mm-hmm. Yesterday in my neck of the woods is Monday. So, man, this is, consider this too, if I may, because we're not going to really accomplish anything talking about this, the whole show tonight. Okay. There's a lot that has to go on yet.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I know in my state and other states are rising up against this. We're not going to be forced to do something that we choose not to do. I'm sorry. It's going to get to where they want to tell us what we have to eat and when we can go to the bathroom. Excuse me. It's time for us to tell them.
Well, my guest tomorrow's show will be Harley Schlanger. He's a Jewish gentleman who I've had great respect for, Don. He's one of the top men with Lyndon LaRouche in his camp, and doggone if he's not the campaign manager for Keisha Rogers there out of Texas, and she received the Democratic nomination to run against a Republican this November, and guess what, the Texas Democratic Committee are blackballing her like you won't believe. Keisha is a very outspoken African American, well read and very articulate. And Harley Schlanger will be explaining what's going on as they're totally blackballing her as a racist and an anti-Semite because she just happens to be one of Lyndon LaRouche's stars, and she came up to the ranks with Lyndon LaRouche's youth movement. Well, she's an African American, but she's racist, and her campaign manager is Jewish. How can this be anti-Semitic and racist?
Well, and he's really Jewish. He's not pretend.
yeah. I mean, but we've had this discussion. It goes back to the Sephardic Jews versus the Zionist Khazarians. Okay. And that's really the hidden truth of this whole thing. There's people out there, Don, who tend to be a little bit more redneck than they should be, and think just because somebody's a Jew, they've got all the problems of this country on their shoulders, and that's just not true. It's a subset of zealots in the Jewish ranks that are causing all these problems. There's so many of the peace-loving Sephardic true bloodline Jews that are just very, very much upset with the role of Israel and Tel Aviv in this whole mess.
Yes, and these very same people you're describing masquerade as Christians on top of it,
yes,
don't they?
They do, or Mormons. You know, Mormons are so deeply Zionist. I'm talking about the Mormon hierarchy now.
Yes.
You know, they're very, very much tied to the British Imperial. And that's, you know, Harley Schlanger will talk tomorrow about this informational DVD put out by LaRouche's camp. It's called 1932, a great, great DVD, Don. And you can watch it on YouTube just by, you know, doing the search engine of 1932 DVD. Go watch that. It's well done. It explains really the true enemy here is the British imperial royal house, okay? There's really this agenda of euthanasia, all of these things are coming from that, you know, the vipers in the British East India Company and continuing to this day. So hats off to Mr. LaRouche about exposing what I had never realized before, and I thought I was pretty well read, but explaining what Lincoln was all about, why he was assassinated, really the fight is against British imperialism. And then, of course, it goes into FDR and what was really going on behind the scenes there, how FDR had, when he was ill with his polio, had basically read everything that Lincoln had ever written and became a Lincoln Democrat. And it's quite an amazing documentary that he put out. Very well done.
Yes. Now, on this show, on Drew's show today, A Marine's Disquisition, which is heard on Wind Talkers and Blog Talk Radio, Greg Evenson joined us today, and we were discussing basically the intel that Greg's getting from around the country, and he was advising people not to lose their cool over this health bill. And it dawned on me that, you know, this is another event to signal a possible false flag. While everybody's all heated and hot and bothered about this whole issue, and that rightfully so, it'll give them the opportunity to pull another false flag event. Today they brought out the news that they're going to release one of the suspects because they can't prove that he actually aided and abetted the box cutter wielding terrorists that have been proven to be alive, by the way, in the Middle East, the majority of them, despite the government and the media's beating the war drums of, you know, we've got to get bin Laden. Just recently, just a few days ago, there was an admission from Eric Holder before Congress that we shouldn't count on them going after bin Laden. He's not going to be found.
Of course not. He's dead.
Well, of course. We've been saying that for years, haven't we? You know, but did he say he's dead? He said, no, we just can't find him. And we're supposed to swallow that? This garbage that comes out of the mouths of these reptilians is disgusting. And that's all I can call them. They're reptiles. They're snakes.
Well, they are that. I'll tell you what. It's, golly, you know, there is a definite move, of course, probably this summer or early fall, to attack Iran. You know, the battle, ground has been set. There's an Eastern Front in Afghanistan. There's a Western Front in Iraq. It's a excuse to build up through troop surges and create a false flag event, which will, you know, allow an attack on Iran. Now, that's the agenda, Don. Just like this healthcare Obamacare fiasco is a set agenda as well. So was the attack on Iran orchestrated by Israel. Okay. I was concerned that this would have happened during the last holiday. We kind of collectively drew a sigh of relief when it did not happen, which is typical. You know, the Hamas attacks didn't happen, but I'm looking, like you said, for another so-called, quote, terrorist attack, focusing now on Iran and the crazy leader they have there. You know, you hear the rhetoric coming out of the Zionist camp, Don, And, oh my golly, you know, Ahmadinejad is ready to crack the nuclear code. But at the same time, you see Perez and others, the Israelis saying, you know, if you don't give us our way and we're in trouble, they threaten to nuclear bomb all of Europe. I mean, who's a real terrorist threat here?
Well, they just moved 387 bunker buster bombs to Diego Garcia. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I posted an article on my site from Chris Story. He went into some detail, and this was reported in London, and it's got the British Parliament up in arms over this issue because they're actually leasing a base to the Americans there, and it's they've got egg all over their face because of this. Now, I think they intended to deliver these to Israel, but word got out, so they just parked them there at Diego Garcia. But they used that as a staging ground anyway to attack Iraq and Afghanistan. See, we don't need these wars. They're not bothering anybody over there in Iran. But they have to stick their nose. They have to go get all the oil, despite the oil that we have in this country. Despite that, if we have to live in a petroleum reality, we have more than enough oil. Now they're saying it's something like 18 times what Saudi Arabia has, and even more than Iraq, and more than the whole of the Middle East combined we have in this country. And we've been listening to these lies over and over while they extort money out of us. It, on every front, whether you're talking about oil or you're talking about pharmaceuticals or the cost of an education, the cost of sending your children to college, the cost of medical care, and forget about insurance because you're going to be paying for it anyway. You pay for the insurance. The government's not giving you anything. They're going to take that money and they're going to make themselves a nice, fat, tidy, illegal profit from it, because securitizing money is illegal. Securitizing it the way they're playing it, and they've been doing it hypothetically for years. This is all illegal, what's going on. And they're above the law. When are people going to wake up and get mad? You know? Can you tell I'm disgusted tonight?
I am. I've been watching this thing, and I was encouraged that the American people would not let it happen. And but there's going to be, I think you're right, there's going to be hell to pay, no doubt about it.
Well, we've got a caller on the line, if you'd like to take a call. We've got Rodney on the line in South Carolina. Rodney, welcome to Evident Footprints. Question for Dr. Atruat?
Yes, my question, or actually my statement, is Dr.
Rodney,
Atruat,
are you
I'm here? I'm here.
Okay, how are you?
My statement is I saw the LaRouche Pack webcast on March, and I advise everybody to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You there, Dr. Hey. Truat?
Yes, I'm listening, yes.
Yes, I advise everybody to watch it. He has told everybody what is coming, what they can do to stop it, and everything else. They can go, I'm looking at the website right now, LaRouche Pack webcast, The Ideas of March 2010, archive, watch it now. The only thing Obama fears is LaRouche. That's a fact.
That's true. And Harley Schlinger is is very much a moving force as well. Again, just listening to my interview with Mr. Schlinger tomorrow. We'll be on for the first hour. We'll discuss all of this with you know, from the horse's mouth, basically. Now, Lyndon LaRouche is getting quite up and up there in years, but his economic ideas and plans are timely and needed. And when I've talked with him and Mr. Schlanger, they've said, look, it's crunch time. This man in the White House must be removed. It must be an impeach process. The whole nest of vipers have got to go. Nancy Pelosi, Barney Nambla man, Fag Frank. They've got to go. These guys are not, they're breaking the law. They're not American. How in the world can you justify Barney Nambla man Frank from Massachusetts, ostensibly the movement behind North American Man Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, you know, I don't care where you are in this country, sex with a kid under 8 years old is illegal.
But yet they're disgusting.
Yeah. Now, that's what's happening in this country, and they're getting away with it. But my God, it's gotta say no.
Well, when the Pope comes out on national TV and tries to sit there and cry and cover up, oh, well, you know, we apologize for what this one's doing, and I'm finally glad that the ones from Ireland finally got nailed.
Listen, our government full well knew what was going on way, way back when Francis Cardinal Spellman of New York was involved with a chorus boy from Broadway, picking him up in a limousine every night after his performance, and then showing up at the FBI headquarters with J. Edgar Hoover. They certainly knew what was going on, and they knew the power that Spellman wielded over the Congress and the Senate and the FBI. So don't kid yourself. John DeCamp hit the nail right on the head.
I've got the book on that one. I'll let that one out when the time comes. By the way, Larry Sinclair will be elected, and he is going to Congress, and he is going to turn upside down. In case Mr. Obama thinks we're kidding, well, you done did the wrong thing. Now, you know that I'm from originally, as a very young child, Ohio. If you think that scumbag that got off that plane, I heard your show, when he got off the plane and had the smile of the Mile High Club, I said to myself that night, I got you, you piece of excrement. I finally got you. It took me all these years. Now we're going to use the FBI files on you. You noticed how a bunch of people have all of a sudden started disappearing out of Congress and Senate, and they're not going to be reelected, or all of a sudden they're running like a bunch of scared rats? Well, remember all those FBI files that Hillary had? And then there was this idiot. But I don't think he's an idiot. But he did the Clinton Chronicles, and he screamed he had the FBI files. And he said he would see to it that all those FBI files would find their way to many, many people. Guess what's happened? Those FBI files have found their way to many, many people. All of you listening that have skeletons, you're screwed. There ain't no prayer for you. All you pedophiles, all you people doing this, your day has come. You think 2012 is our day? Uh-uh. 2012 is your day. Your response, gentlemen.
Okay, Rodney, I'm going to have to let you go, but we'll have Dr. Ott answer that for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for your call. Take care.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what exactly was referring to there, Don, but, yeah, I, you know, the there's too many people with skeletons in their closet that are, I think, and they're keeping them hit up. And as far as Larry Sinclair coming in and running, well, all I can say is that man is bottoms up too. No pun intended.
Okay. We'll leave that where it lies.
No heads up there, though.
Yeah, I have to say, I saw the cover of his book. I haven't read it, but it was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
It's worth buying the book, I think, just to have the cover.
I mean to tell you. Yeah, you know, and I just see all of the rhetoric now coming out, the polls showing Obama is less than 20% approval rating. I mean, as bad as Bush was, he wasn't that bad. The information coming out, the investigation coming on the Columbia falsehoods, it's all manufactured. This Columbia years, the CIA gave him these false credentials, on and on. Who the heck is this guy, Don? You're the closest in your research that anybody's ever come to figuring out this guy was, you know, was hatched.
Yeah, and I'm not moving from that stance either. I checked out the facts when he presents to the world a picture of a guy wearing powder blue and purple pants. tell me the photograph wasn't manufactured.
Okay. Well, you know, his classmates supposedly during the years he went to Columbia, none of them remember him. Never had a single law school class with him. The kids in the grade schools, pitchers, none of them remember playing basketball with him. I mean, you know, Don, you can go back to your childhood and your class pitchers, and they'll all remember. A lot of them remember me and don't, you know, they said, oh, that goofy white kid that stuffed the basketball. Yeah, I was there.
Well, but, you know, I occasionally run into somebody I went to high school with or even grade school, and sometimes they recognize me before I recognize them, and I've changed a lot. But when I finally, connect a name with the face, you're almost embarrassed that you forgot their name, but they never hold it against you. You know, you're talking many years ago, and yet, this afternoon, I had this conversation on Drew's show. I said, you know, Drew, you know that when you go to college and you sit in a classroom with a group of people that you never met before, by the end of the course, you're friends with most of those people. You might even hang out with some of those people on the weekend. And certainly by the time you graduate from school, they're your lifelong friends. How come he has no lifelong friends from any of these schools? From Occidental? From the Punahou School? We know that's a lie, too. I mean, why fabricate photos if he went there? Why is it important to present photos to us if there were none? Well, they have to back up this lie with something, and they know that people are highly manipulated with images.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do it with commercials, they do it with movies, and they can doctor up a photo to make a woman with zits look like, the best thing since sliced bread, to be a model or a beauty queen. Have you ever seen some of those women when they don't have their makeup on? You know, it's the point I'm making here is that people are so used to being presented images that they don't really study the images. They don't look at the lies that the photographs actually tell.
Right.
What kind of lies? The shadows existing where they shouldn't be and shadows not existing where they should be? Or, taking 20 different angles? You know... they're so sloppy with their corruption too. That's another thing.
And what's going on with Orly Tates? And that great lawsuit thing that's supposed to be happening.
Haven't you heard she's running for Secretary of State in California now?
Uh-huh, yeah. What happened to the lawsuit?
Oh, well, I kind of called that, didn't I? I said it was going to just fall by the wayside like all the other ones. Those were just ruses to keep this Hegelian dialectic going. And I said it before, and when I proved that she had another interest and her husband, Joseph Tates, was in bed with Novartis, that pretty much cinched it. And she denied that.
Well, not only Novartis, but the software from the Promise artificial intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
unbelievable.
The Oracle 8. I mean, you know, that was quite a find, and I wasn't even intending to find that. I was shocked when I found that. And I said, well, this makes sense now. This is why these people are playing these roles. You know, these are diversions to keep people from seeing the truth. And I set about my own path in that research to bring forth the truth. That's the whole point I'm making, responding to your comment about that.
Yes.
There's no reality in this Hawaii story, other than the fact that Madeline Dunham, who entered the country with the name Magdalena Maduna in 1950, actually, she was in the country before that. That was the spy document that they published, saying that she was released from a prison camp. They never thought that anyone would be able to connect the dots from a pornography picture of the long-legged Mac Daddy's alleged mother. Okay? She was no more his mother than you or me, for that matter. And so the Hawaii story is a ruse. Yet they ran the Communist Party out of Hawaii. That was the whole deal. And they moved it to Southern California. They moved it to San Francisco first. And set themselves up in San Francisco, at Berkeley, it's another place, Oakland. They were buying up all the properties there. Charles Reed Bishop, the guy that founded the First Bank of Hawaii. And he sold it to a pharmaceutical company. And then they started buying up banks in Indonesia, Malaysia, all over Southeast Asia. They were buying up banks and taking that money and funding this coup that's occurred here in 2008. That's how it was done. And Obama had nothing to do with it other than play a role for the CIA, which he's still doing today. He's as evil, if not more, than 41, 42, 43. And you got to include Carter in that, too. Carter was a part of this. He sold us out to Russia long time ago. That's the reality of what we have today. And they know damn well I'm telling the truth.
Right.
They know it. Go ahead, you can comment.
Well, yeah, I'm just, you're right on point again. So the question is, what do we do about it? That's always been my question. It's, we can identify it and talk about it and write letters and, golly, you know, it seems like the crescendo is happening, Don, where, again, I go back to Russ Dizdar and his work, the Black Awakening. I just don't know if we, you know, if America could survive this.
Well, you know, it's okay for the system to crash because it's a system, it's a corrupt system. They created it, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have the power of creation within us. God gave us that. We have the power to create what this country was created to be, to return to that and get rid of the whole lot of them. They committed crimes. They committed treason. You know what? The penalty for treason is death, is it not?
Last time I read it.
Okay. Now, are we going to mince words here, or have they committed treason? Are they committing treason now, today?
Indeed.
They've done it countless times. where do you see the new research I'm coming out with on Eisenhower?
Oh, my goodness. Elmer Fudd's at it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That story's not over.
What about Twinkie Wabbit? Oh, golly.
Okay. You know, the guy ran on the Republican ticket, and he actually infiltrated the Republican Party as a Democrat in disguise.
Wow.
Okay. Or I should say a Republican in disguise on behalf of the Democratic Party. Everybody who he was dealing with behind the scenes was a Democrat, including Lyndon Johnson. And they set up a money laundering ring. And I'll stop there because it's very interesting reading.
Interesting. Again, it goes back to that book. I've cross-referenced it now. I finished it up. The Target Patton, that book is amazing. How Patton was ready to expose some really corrupt information there post-World War II Germany. And tying it back to Eisenhower again and his agents.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, I was just advised by our buddy Don at BBS Radio that if we want to carry on a bit more, if you're not pressed for time, we can extend tonight's show a bit.
Okay, well, that's fine with me. I got it's that time already? It surely is. I thought it was about a half hour in.
we had a whole hour just fly by. Well, we must be having fun. Well, that gives us the opportunity to move to another subject, mm-hmm. Okay? And I have been very outspoken about this ruse that the Vatican and NASA and all of these secret society shills that are out there giving expert speeches at seminars and publishing stuff on the internet. And this is even hitting mainstream a little bit. This talk about Planet X, okay? The X stands for Satan, first of all, okay? It was never the name of the planet, which they're referring to as Nibiru. Okay, we have evidence that there have been giants. Very recently, a giant skeleton was found in Greece in an archaeological dig. This thing is huge. The head of this thing is half the size of this guy's body, who's posing for a picture next to it. The head is that big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, is it a Hollywood creation, or is it an actual archaeological find? Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that it's a genuine skeleton, okay? Does that mean Planet X or Nibiru is coming here to the Earth? It's totally preposterous. It's a psyop, just to create more fear and to get your attention on other things. If it was coming, there's nothing you can do about it, you or I or any of the listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're promoting this, okay? They're putting this word out there, and there are a lot of people conveniently borrowing my research lately, okay? And they do this with you as well. You suffered this for a whole year last year during this bird flu, swine flu pandemic ruse that they were trying to play on everybody, and with Jane Burgermeister and company. And this issue of my having made contact with the United Galactic Federation, having General Jeremiah call into my show on two different occasions, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea he was going to call into the show, and called from space. And they tried to use that against me to ridicule me and to discredit all of my other research. And I tell you, it's as accurate as the research that I've come up with on these fakers, these clowns, these infiltrators, such as Bush and McCain and the long-legged Mac Daddy and Eisenhower and Clinton. When you hear what I have on Hillary Clinton, you are going to be outraged. Now, they're They keep making this announcement that the long-legged Mac Daddy is going to tell us about the reality of an alien presence on this planet. Do we actually need to hear that from the alien himself?
Pot calls a kettle black with purple lips.
Yes. Yes. And I think I was the first one to point that out, wasn't I? And that was not a racist remark, by the way. That is just a matter of fact.
Yep.
It's a matter of fact. I've been around the world, and I've been amongst people of different races and friendly with them. Didn't make fun of them. It's something that you notice, okay? And he's got other traits, too. You can compare his ears to Michael Rockefeller's. Spit an image for Michael Rockefeller ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I haven't seen Cleopatra's ears. But don't you find it coincidental that when he went to Egypt, how they were licking his boots? Oh, the Pharaoh has returned.
Yes.
You know, and this man professing to be a Christian and betraying Christ, who he claimed to follow, before the Muslims. And I'm not anti-Muslim or anti-Islam either. People have a God-given freedom to worship as they see fit. It is a choice given to them by the Creator,
mm-hmm.
not a government. And it's certainly not within the purvey of the government to tell us how we have to worship. They have no more right to tell us that than they do to get health insurance or any other kind of insurance. You know,
right.
We need insurance against government is what we need.
You know? Well, yeah, absolutely. and you know, with this healthcare debacle, again, there's so little said about preventative maintenance, okay? Preventative nutrition. You know, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, Don. If you're eating correctly, if you're taking care of yourself, what do you need to go to a doctor for in the first place? You know,
chemtrails. You got to go because they're spraying chemtrails.
I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
You got to go because of the vaccines.
Yeah. So here we're being forced to pay for something we don't need. If you really, you know, my family, we just don't need to go to the doctor. Just don't. Unless, of course, we have an accident or, we've been going to the doctors now because my wife had a very serious car accident and trying to get put back together again. But that's about the extent of it. They can't hardly believe that we don't have a primary care physician. What, are you crazy? You got to change that. You know, it's going to be against the law if you don't have your PPO or IHO or whatever the, you know, numbers you need. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, the best health insurance anybody could have for the garbage that's coming out of Washington these days is a good set of earplugs, a gas mask, and hip boots.
That's right.
I can't believe I even said that.
Well, you know, it just there's no reason why he can't be impeached. This president, so-called, there's no proof of eligibility now. Research into the, you know, the law school is proving to be, you know, a fraud as well. It just keeps going on and on and on. Why are the Supreme Court, you know, judges and justices not willing to rule on this thing?
Well, I read yesterday where Sotomayor, the most recent appointee to the Supreme Court, made a statement that I don't work for the American people. I work for the person who appointed me. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, then that must be the Queen of England. Again, like I've said in my papers many times, we really never have been independent of the British Crown and the City of London. And that's what Lyndon LaRouche explains in that documentary, again, the 1932. Again, I just advise everybody to download that and watch it absolutely free of charge. You'll see that, you know, if you really dig into this historical record, the American Revolution was not really a victory. It was a ceasefire, a ceasefire treaty, much like the Korean conflict was a treaty. Nobody won that. We find in 1812, Don, that the War of 1812 ended with America losing its capital, Washington, D.C. We know that the Treaty of Ghent that stopped that war was basically a nullification of many of the gains of the Treaty of Versailles that ended the Revolutionary War. It appears clearly from reading the Treaty of Ghent that we lost that conflict.
Yes, they taught us in school that they burned down the Capitol building in Philadelphia, and that was why it was moved to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But they burned down Washington, didn't they?
They sure did, and if you look at the irony of it, Francis Scott Key was basically on the British man of war, one of the British fleets that came in and attacked the inlet there to the capital, Washington, D.C. The capital was being constructed. It wasn't completed yet, but government was operating there in Washington, D.C. James Madison was president. Dolly Madison, in her memoirs, fled just literally a half hour ahead of the advancing British troops and saved just enough of the precious artwork that had been put into the Capitol, temporary Capitol building. We see that Francis Scott Key was there penning the words to the Star Spangled Banner, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" Did it, you know, the naval bombardment that lasted all night long, still, the Old Glory still waved on Fort McHenry. But the historical record is clear that in the afternoon of that same day, the British Union Jack was flying over Fort McHenry, that they did in fact take that critically important fort, and the way to the Capitol was wide open. Again, the Bank of London, the City of London, the financial district needs America, the capital. They need the resources, the gold, the silver, the land, the labor force, the colonies. You know, they needed that to happen. And like the German philosopher Goethe said so well, there's no man that is more hopelessly enslaved than he who wrongly believes that he is free. You know, I'm sure the powers that be in the City of London, the Rothschild cartel, said, let the poor ignoramuses believe that they are free, but we know better. We know who really controls the purse strings.
Mm-hmm.
The pocketbooks of the Americans. Look who, really, the Internal Revenue Service, when you cash your IRS check, look closely in the back of the check. You'll see that the Federal Reserve, FRB, branch is Commonwealth of Great Britain and the Virgin Islands. That's where it comes from. That's where the money goes. When you pay your taxes, both income taxes on the federal level and also your property taxes on your home, your property taxes on your vehicles, the reality is that a third of that goes into the British Crown. That's a dirty little secret there, Don.
Yeah, I actually reported on that, and that was in two agreements with the Virginia Company and the New England Company. courtesy of the Paysers, who were agents for King George.
It's a tribute. It's a tribute tax to Great Britain, and that's a reality.
Plus, there's a 5% surcharge on all the minerals here in the United States. Whatever they dig out of the ground.
And in the documents of the interstate systems, you see them referred to in some innocuous documents as the King's Highways.
Yeah, some of which are actually under control of Spain now.
Yeah.
And is the intention of the Trans-America Highway that they're not building, they say, through Texas, all the way up to Canada? I mean, the insanity goes on. Now, right when I announced, I was about to say something about the long-legged Mac Daddy and Nibiru and all of this other stuff, you know, talking about the presence, and we got that message that we could extend the show a bit. I was going to say that we keep hearing this rumor that we're going to get this announcement that there is a real alien presence. Okay, if that's the case, then why mock everyone else who's saying it and has been saying it for years? Number one, why don't people think that through to understand that? Okay, if that's the case, if he's going to do that. Or if they're paying people to go out and put that rumor out there, after they steal everyone else's research, by the way, why mock those that have been saying that? What is the purpose for NASA being in space? Why are they out there? For what plausible reason? Okay, we know there are those of us that know too much about the truth. And they can't stand it. They can't stand the fact that they can't control us when I come out or some other talk show host or some researcher or author comes out or a whistleblower comes out with information about a secret space program on Mars. Or the fact that they're planning on crashing a satellite into Saturn to create some kind of monstrous event in the heavens that people will say, "Ooh, this is Jesus coming." You know, or we know about the underground bases. We've seen the machines that dig the tunnels. We've talked about that quite a bit. In fact, they build new bases every time we expose the latest ones. They're forced to build another one because they're so full of fear of us knowing the truth that they have to hide. Like the little children that they are.
Cockroaches.
Yes, exactly. You turn the lights on and the cockroaches scramble, don't they?
Yeah, that's funny how they do. They know how to get right back in the cracks where they came. And, you know, the Barney Franks of the world who think it's okay to have sex with young boys, well, it's not true.
You know, and now there's a the exorcist of the official exorcist of the Catholic Church. His name escapes me, but about a week or so ago, he came out saying that yes, Satan is alive and well in the Vatican.
In the Vatican, yeah, I sent that on and had quite a response from that email that came out, and he's right. There, you know, Peter Chernoff was on my show again today. He announced that he's being hauled into court this week and may find some jail time for exposing what he's doing with the pedophilia rings there in California. Ongoing problems. Absolutely crazy. He was an eyewitness to Cardinal Ratzinger, who's now the Pope Ratzinger, being involved in a ritual where a human was sacrificed. Absolutely.
Well, he's not the first person to come forth with an account like that.
Nope.
And there have been many books written on the topic. Some are in jail. Fritz Springmeier has written about that very topic.
Right.
He's in jail. But you have others, you know, Susan Ford, who used the pen name Bryce Taylor, wrote about the abuse that she went under. She was made a sex slave. They called her a presidential model. That's what they called her. She was forced to have sex with the likes of George H.W. Bush, Gerald Ford, Bill and Hillary Clinton at the same time. Her handler was Bob Hope. She was forced to have sex with him, and his handler was Henry Kissinger. Surprise!
That bird's still birding.
Yeah, and you know, I've listened to Peter Chernoff on your show and on a couple of other shows, and I have to tell you, his research, or I should say my research, matches the information he's bringing out.
Right.
And I'm speaking about the people who are involved in this, where they have been seen, the names they're using. I've shared some of that with you. He's absolutely telling the truth.
Yes, he is. He wouldn't be getting these court docs on him if he wasn't onto it.
See, this is what they never counted on, Dr. Ott. They never counted on people actually discovering the truth about all these things and having the courage to come forth with the information, to put it into writing and to talk about it sensibly, even though it's the most insane thing to talk about.
Right. Mm-hmm. And on it goes. Yes,
well,
indeed.
You asked a rhetorical question, or you made a statement, at least, you know, to the effect of, you know, what do we do about this? And I'm often asked this question when I'm on Drew's show, and I tell people, you got to turn to God. If you're not living right, you've got to live right, and you've got to get on your knees and pray. Just evoking his name causes the cockroaches to run.
Mm-hmm.
That is their biggest fear, is that we will wake up and we will realize what has been done to us. George Bush made a comment to his secretary some years ago when he said, if the American people ever find out what we've done, they'll hang us from the nearest lamppost.
Yeah, bring them on. Where's your rope?
Now, why would a person make such a statement like that?
Face of evil. I mean, it really is. And it doesn't matter which side of the Hegelian dialectic you're on. They're all both part of the satanic ritual club.
Yes. And the secret societies as well.
Right.
In my research on Eisenhower, it's a very interesting admission in an obituary of one of the main characters. And he's described very proudly as a 32nd degree Mason. Really interesting. If you wonder why the military is not getting medical care, I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show the listening audience and all those in the military why they're being treated the way they are. And they'll be outraged at what they learn.
Well, I said on my show last week, Don, as you know, 1 in 6 U.S. military, active duty military, are on psychotropic drugs, prescription drugs. The rates usage is just phenomenally high, and that's why there's so many suicides now in these bases. It's a major problem in our military.
But they don't have a problem with them dying because they collect insurance money on the backside,
right,
with the secret policies they have. Well, Dr. Ott, in the interest of our engineer tonight, that he can get home a bit early, why don't you give out the information for your radio show and also your website? You do have products that you actually sell on your website, and the listening audience who may be or may not be familiar with those products would be able to check them out if you would do that.
Well, thanks, Don. Thanks for that. Yes, my website is www.mminerals.com. I have a whole line of completely water-soluble mineral supplements, and minerals, Don, are really the key to good health in so many ways. Disease states, not all of them, but most of them are tied to an imbalance of minerals in the diet. And I explain all this, and this is my doctoral dissertation and work in this field back in the 90s. And my book, Nature's Minerals, Wellness Secrets for Life, is a must-read if you want to just get a leg up on preventing disease states. We don't cure anything. We don't claim to cure anything, but we do know that the basis for good health is a sound foundation of nutritional minerals. And so we make those available. That's www.mminerals.com. My show, The Story Behind the Story, is Republic Broadcasting Network out of Texas. It runs from Eastern time, from 2 to 4 p.m., from 12 to 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 11 to 1, of course, on the Pacific Coast. Your central time zone, you just do the math.
Yeah. Well, moving from east to west, it's always an hour ahead.
That's right.
As you go from zone to zone. So it's been a very interesting show tonight, and I appreciate your perspective on the treason that's being committed against our country. And certainly just your revealing these facts should be enough to awaken some people who are sitting on the fence wondering what's really going on.
Well, the IRS does not need to have any more authority. It's bad enough that they hassle and harangue people for and arrest people and put them away for, for trying to do the right thing, really. The harassment is just continuing on and on to give them more teeth and more power. As Reagan said, one of the most corrupt institutions we ever have the displeasure of putting up with. You know, that the IRS, is designed to strike fear in the hearts of Americans. That's what they're there for. And now to have them be the enforcement agents of this Obamacare, absolutely unconscionable, Don.
Yes. Well, it's not over. As Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over.
Well, the fat lady's starting to warm up, I got to tell you. She's starting to hum a few notes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to hearing your show tomorrow. And you'll be with us next week.
Yes.
Again, so I look forward to that. In the meantime, I wish you a very good night and peace, love, and light, if I can say that.
Absolutely. God bless and be with you, Don, and keep safe.
All right. Thank you. Folks, that about does it. You listened to tonight an extended version of Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guest, Dr. A. Truat. If you missed his website, it's mminerals.com. Put the three W's in front of it and you shouldn't have any problem. And his show is on Republic Broadcasting Network Monday through Friday. The Story Behind the Story. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints, along with blogtalkradio.com. And I want to thank Don Newsom for a fantastic job on the audio tonight, as well as thanking him for letting us run a little bit over. Also, special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And I'd like to thank you and the listening audience, our caller Rodney, and everyone who tuned in tonight. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.